Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Well, tomorrow there is a special town hall taking place in Smiths Falls. It's called Town Hall, a restorative justice approach to intimate partner violence. Let's talk. It is being put on by Lanark County Community Justice and Lanark County Interval House. Joining us here to speak to us about it today, Joellen McCard with Lanark County Community Justice. Joellen, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Aaron, welcome back to Lake 88.
Nice to be here.
Joellen, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
Yeah, so I mean, it's been percolating for many years in my mind, but mostly it came out as a recommendation from the Renfrew Inquest into Intimate Partner Violence, which I believe you and Aaron have been talking about for a while on Lake 88, and provided a lot of support to that inquest. So that recommendation number 9 was to incorporate restorative justice in dealing with appropriate intimate partner violence cases to ensure safety and best outcomes for survivors. When I heard this, it was just my heart sang, because this is something that I've thought about for such a long time, that, you know, there's so much opportunity for restorative justice to respond, but we have to, it needs to be done carefully. And if you notice, I emphasize the word appropriate, right?
Absolutely. I remember when Aaron and I were talking about this specific recommendation, saying, Aaron, that appropriate is the key word in this recommendation.
It absolutely is. We are thrilled to be, I think, the first community in Ontario to actually take on this opportunity to talk about this recommendation and the way that we're doing it with community. And I think that we're doing it with community because it's important to understand what people think. Where does it fit? Where doesn't it fit? What is the context? What are the things we have to consider in terms of circumstances into a situation? How do we make sure that we don't increase risk? The fact that what we're doing is we're decreasing risk. And how do we make sure that, you know, we're taking a trauma-informed approach and maintaining that in all areas of the work that we do? So this is an amazing opportunity to come together as a community and talk it through.
And Joellen, this is not something that is foreign to you, obviously. You were so excited by this opportunity. And the fact that it was in the list of recommendations must have been quite moving for you and your organization as a whole.
It really was. I think it's just, we're looking at a community response to harm, to wrongdoing, right? That is what we've talked about at Community Justice. A lot of people see us as responding to support only the offender. So what we do is we bring together the offender, the accused, the victim or survivor, and their support people, the community, to have a conversation about what happened and how to make it right. Out of that comes a legally binding agreement that the person needs to follow. And if they follow all those steps, then they won't have a criminal record. Usually the charges are withdrawn or stayed by the Crown Attorney or not laid by the police. So our referrals come from the police and the Crown Attorney. But it was hugely, validating that this is something that people are willing to consider. And we've joined the Sexual Assault Domestic Advisory Committee, and we're not going to go ahead with this or respond to these cases without the input from places like Lanark County Interval House or the Sexual Assault Domestic Violence Program at the hospital. We need that education. We need that support. We need that direction. We need to ensure that, you know, we have that feminist theory in response to gender-based violence. We can't go off on our own and do this without the community support. And what we're hearing, what we've been hearing for years from survivors, is that they want this. Right. They want to have their voice heard. They don't often want to go through the traditional justice system. They want restorative justice. They want the opportunity to meet with the person who harmed him, to say the impact, to hold them accountable themselves for what they did to them. So it's exciting that we're partnering with people like Lanark County Interval House with Aaron, and that she's, been so supportive of our program.
Aaron, you were nodding your head quite a bit as Joellen was speaking. One thing that I find that I have found in our ongoing discussions about the recommendations is it's almost like a checklist. And you, you're not just looking at it from the lens of Lanark County Interval House. You're looking at it through the lens of the organizations that you deal with on a regular basis, whether it be Lanark County Community Justice or the OPP. So I'm guessing there was that same, I don't know if excitement is a word. I'm sure it is. You know, to have a discussion, have a town hall like this involving some of those partners, knowing that the groundwork has been done, but you're always looking at how things can be done a little bit better and take that next step.
Yeah, I think that a couple of things. One is I think it's really important that we recognize just how much hard work the jury did. And I think when I think about the jury members and having been in the room and having offered testimony, I think about how much they cared about them, how meaningful these recommendations could be. And I think for me, having a town hall speaks to that, speaks to having community partners and community agencies, also speaks to having community members. And we don't know those members, their stories. We don't know their history. We don't know that the trauma that they've experienced in their lives. But what we're saying is join us and let's have a conversation and let's talk about what makes you nervous about it, what would need to exist in order for it to be successful. Let's also educate our community about the fact that restorative justice is a practice that is not new. Restorative justice is something that's been happening for a very, very long time, years and years and years, and that it really does require that all the parties involved feel like this is worthy. And if anybody says, I am not comfortable, I feel unsafe, I don't want to proceed this way, then they don't. And that speaks to the alleged perpetrator as well as the victim survivor. So I think that it's important that we do some education. And I think it's really important that we always take it back to our community. And Lanark County is one of the most creative communities in terms of saying, okay, we've got a recommendation. Let's unpack that recommendation and look at what does that look like here? What does it look like for our community? And then we can share that learning and that wisdom with other communities. And I'm very proud of, always very proud of how community agencies lean in Lanark County to look at, okay, this may not be in my wheelhouse. It may not be something that I've really thought that much about, but you know what? I want to have that conversation because it's important to others. And so let's take the lead and let's just have the conversation. And we've had a lot of interest from some people who are not from Lanark County, but who maybe can't be there. And they're really hopeful that we'll be able to provide some really great insights that can be shared provincially.
Well, and that's the thing too, Joelle, and I think that your organization is a provincial leader when it comes to, you know, the way that you run it and the way that you involve the community. You don't shy away from it. You get the word out there, and this is a prime example of that. You're letting people know exactly what is behind Lanark County Community Justice, how the process works. You and I have talked about it tons of times here on Lake 88. And every time it's an engaging and different discussion because it is one of those things that continues to evolve. So looking at it from that perspective, what can we expect tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow, as Aaron said, it's a community response. So anybody is welcome to come. And when you arrive, we'll be greeted. We'll have a little brief introduction, sort of like a review of what to expect and review the recommendation and some of the other recommendations. And then we'll have an Indigenous member greet everyone, provide about 20 minutes of, you know, they're an Indigenous perspective on intimate partner violence and an Indigenous response. And then, so it's from 3 till 6. And then we're going to split up into groups. We're going to honor the restorative process where we go into circles and we have a circle discussion. It will be facilitated by a facilitator from Community Justice and a facilitator from Interval House. And people have the opportunity to have their say, which is what we want. We welcome people to come with, we call it a curious mindset in restorative justice, where you come, you know, where curiosity trumps judgment. And we just want to learn from each other, to hear the community's perspective, to address any concerns that we can. You know, when you put all the minds together, great things can happen. And especially in Lanark County.
And Aaron, if anyone would like to know a little bit more about this particular recommendation going into it, I would invite them to go to our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. In the local news tab, click on it, and you can see the second one from the top is CKW Inquest recommendations. Just scroll down to number 9, and then you can hear Aaron Lee speaking to this recommendation. I think it's about a 6 or 7 minute clip, but it certainly gives you an idea of where the jury was coming from when it comes to making this recommendation. And I will say this, you know, as we talk about the process and getting people together, one thing that I'm noticing about both of you, and Aaron, I'll get you to speak to this, you're smiling an awful lot, because this is a community taking action after one of these inquest recommendations. Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the energy and the momentum since the inquest recommendations were released, and we're coming upon a year, right? It'll be a year, June the 28th, that the recommendations were released publicly. And I think that just to be on this screen and talking about the momentum and bringing together people and gathering and challenging each other and having curious conversations and being respectful of the differences and the uniqueness of our sectors, but also looking at coming from a very victim-centered resolution, healing kind of perspective, to me is quite empowering. It's quite hopeful. And I think that it inspires change and inspires confidence in our community to continue to do good work. And there's nothing better than to smile about the fact that your partner or agencies and you're just coming together to say, you know, let's have a conversation. Let's see where it goes. We don't have the forecasted steps. We are asking the community, help us formulate those steps. We know there's got to be a path, and we know that it requires a lot of system change. And many of these recommendations, as we've talked about, Bob, are really system-based, right? So the community can think one thing, partners can think one thing. We bring it together, and then we have to look at how does the system allow for that? Does the system allow for that? And then we go in and start to look at how do we erode those barriers so that we can integrate something that could be quite significant and meaningful for people who are engaged in intimate partner violence issues. And I say, let's just go at her. And I think it's really encouraging because I think that Leonard County, as far as I know, and I'm quite immersed in what's happening with the inquest, and I have not heard of a community that has planned a gathering specifically related to this recommendation. And I'm very proud to be partnered with Lanark County Community Justice as our agencies come together to facilitate what I think will be a really great conversation to take us forward.
Yeah, and my conversations with you, I know that there are other organizations within Lanark County that are, you know, seem to be, I don't want to say miles ahead, but certainly well ahead of similar organizations in other parts of the province. The police really stand out for me, the OPP and the Smiths Falls Police Service, both stepping up with the training that we've talked about and wanting to ensure that they have proper representation whenever these discussions are taking place. Joellen, before we do let you both go, just some final thoughts on the day tomorrow and the fact, like Aaron said, this is community involvement telling us which direction you folks would like to go with these recommendations.
Yeah, so just repeating that, we want to hear from you. We want you to come to our event tomorrow from 3 to 6:30. The food will be very yummy that you either have at the end or take home with you. We're doing these lovely rice bowls with yummy vegetables, and it'll be really, really good, amazing salads, amazing dressings. It's at 71 Cornelia Street West, so that's the Smiths Falls Memorial Community Center in Smiths Falls. You can register at Eventbrite, or you can send an email to us. Just go find our website, www.comjustice.org, or go to Eventbrite and Google, or put in Lanark County Community Justice and it'll come up, or Intimate Partner Violence Restorative Justice, it'll come up, and register, or just come. You might not get a meal, but you can still just show up if you're last minute and want to join us. We will welcome you and welcome your input.
Fantastic. So once again, to get tickets, just go to Eventbrite And you can register there. And as Joellen said, no one's going to be turned away from the door. Of course, this is a community discussion that we're very much looking forward to hearing about. Perhaps after all is said and done, we can take one of our weekly discussions with Aaron, Joellen, and have you join us to do a follow-up. I know it'll take some time to process everything that comes in, but I think our listeners, those who can't make it, would very much appreciate getting that type of summary. And I love putting the two of you on the spot as well. So I think that'd be okay with both of you.
Oh, I'd really like that. I think that would be amazing. I wonder, just before we go, I would add that we are looking for two board members. So if somebody's interested in joining our board of directors, that would be wonderful. And that we have our AGM coming up on July 26th. So if you're not doing anything, come to our AGM. And we have our golf tournament August 25th. So please register for our golf tournament. Or if you have an item you'd like to donate to our silent auction, we would welcome that too. I had to get that in for our fundraising team. Thank you.
I'd be surprised if you didn't. And just before I do let you go, then, someone who wants to become a board member, just tell us briefly about the commitment that would go with that.
Yeah, so we meet monthly, and you also need to attend to one committee, so be part of one of our committees. It's an average of about 10 hours a month, except for December and July. Usually we don't have a meeting in December or July, but we're an active board. We're a not-for-profit charity. I am actually only part-time, so the board members often take off a lot of responsibilities that normally would be part of the ED's role. So it is a working board. There's many opportunities to contribute to our organization, and we just love to have a few other board members.
And to get more information, your website is a great spot to go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Joellen, we appreciate that. And you're always welcome to, provide information like that to our listeners. Aaron, anything you want to promote or push while we have you here?
No, not really. Just wanted to give gratitude to the Department of Justice Canada for the funding through Victims of Crime Week. That's how this event tomorrow has been funded, and the leadership of Lanark County Community Justice to secure that funding so that we can provide this to the community free of charge. I just think that it's always important to acknowledge that we do have some funders out there who really believe in the work that we're doing. So gratitude to the Department of Justice.
Excellent. Well, we've been speaking today with Joellen McCard, who is the Executive Director of Lanark County Community Justice, and Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, about tomorrow's special event, a town hall, a restorative justice approach to intimate partner violence. Let's talk. Thank you both so much. I look forward to the follow-up discussion to this and, of course, many other conversations that we will have in the years to come.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.